Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's the Second Date Update with Frito and Katie on Y100.
Here we go. Second Date Update, and on the hot seat today is Erica. What's up, Erica? How you doing?
I'm good. How y'all doing?
Well, we're doing pretty well, but like I said, you are the guest of honor this morning, so how are you feeling?
I'm feeling super frustrated. Like, I don't want to sound conceited, but this is the first time this happens to me.
Really?
I'm completely been just like ghosted by this guy, and I'm not sure what happened.
Wait, you've never been ghosted until now?
That's wild.
That's actually, yeah, incredible. Congrats,
yeah,
girl.
Yeah, that's a pretty good track record.
I mean, I guess I've been lucky. It doesn't feel so great.
No, yeah, well, I'm sure. It doesn't. It doesn't. I mean, the first time, probably now, it feels even worse. You haven't had anything to compare it to.
True.
Tell us about this date. What happened?
So we met on Bumble, and, you know, we had a lot in common. We both have super stressful jobs, okay. So... you know, I mean, that's a good thing and a bad thing, but at least he understands my situation half the time. And,
right.
You know, it took us a long time. We couldn't get any dinner dates in. We couldn't get our schedules to
line up.
Mm. Yeah. Until finally we were like, okay, let's just do a brunch.
Okay.
Brunch it was. We did a fabulous brunch at Gunther House, which I love. You know, I know there's a wait.
Okay.
And I thought we had a good time. I had a great time. We went back to my house afterwards and hung out for a little bit. You know, I had a busy week coming up and I was super ready to get started on that week. But, you know, it was kind of nice to have a nice lazy start to my Sunday instead of work, work, work.
Hey, right. Man.
And like I said, I thought it was fine, but I haven't heard from him since.
Well, a brunch date does sound pretty relaxing. Yeah.
You mentioned that you were looking ahead already to the work week. So, yeah, you kind of lounged a bit at the house. But you think maybe he thought the date ended prematurely? Like, did he feel like maybe you kicked him out or like it was a little rushed there at the end or no?
I didn't think so. Like, I kind of felt like we were both on the same page. You know, Sunday is like pre-Monday for me and for him, it seemed like too. So we're already ready to start, you know, working on stuff for the week. So I didn't feel like, I mean, I thought we were on the same page with that. I thought he was kind of in the same, you know, space.
Same wavelength, yeah.
You don't think he felt like you were just going a million miles a minute and like, okay, on to the next thing, I gotta go. Like nothing like that. Nothing of that nature.
Well, okay. I mean, I guess I'm a little bit like that, but no.
A little bit. Just a hair, but that's not a bad thing. That's not a bad thing. You have priorities. It could be absolutely anything. You're getting ghosted. It's your very first time. Let's see if we can turn that into a second date. We're going to get Joseph on the line coming up next.
And just for my own curiosity's sake here, Erica, by ghosting, what are we talking about? How long has it been since you've heard from him?
I mean... it's been like Sunday, 3 days.
It's been okay.
Legitimately 3 days. Okay, all right. Joseph, it's 7:25. We're gonna see what's up.
Got leftovers in my fridge. I've been sitting there longer.
It's the Second Date Update with Frito and Katie on Y100.
So that was Erica. We were talking to Erica at the beginning of the hour.
Erica's something. I like her, but she's wound tight.
Erica's got a high stress job.
Yeah.
And from what I can gather, I'll bet she's very good at it.
She's a very efficient woman.
She is. Always looking ahead, onto the next thing, onto the next project. Maybe that rubbed Joseph the wrong way.
Very well could have, yeah.
Though he kind of got it, so she thought. Maybe he didn't at all. Maybe that's what's going on here. Mm-hmm. But we wanted to get him on the line and find out for sure. Hey, Joseph, are you there? Joseph?
Hey, this is Joseph.
Are you okay? What's
Joseph? Did we catch you at a bad time?
Oh no, I just you got me at the end of the workout.
Oh,
what's up?
Okay, well,
hey, Joseph, right. We're Frito and Katie from Y100, and we're calling to offer you a really cool prize package from our radio station.
Yeah, what's that?
So it's a second date prize package, right, where you can essentially build your ideal date. So anything you want to do, any activity, any place, we will send you and we will pay for it.
Yeah. Well, I didn't enter for anything, so what's the catch?
Oh, smart, see, man. That? Yes, of course there's going to be a catch. Yes, there is a catch.
You do have to take out a certain girl in particular. But as it is a second date, you've been out with her once already. So, Joseph, do you remember Erica?
Joseph. You there, man? Did we lose you?
Joseph.
Yeah, I'm still here. I guess I'm still trying to catch my breath.
Okay. You're all right. Hey, no worries. Just trying to stall for time, are you?
So, are you willing to take out Erica again?
Well, here's the deal. I wrote her off after I took her out. And now I guess I'm thinking whether or not I should have done that. I'm inclined to take your offer.
We can help you work through this.
Yeah. Why don't you tell us about what happened? Tell us about the date, and then we'll go from there.
We went out. We grabbed lunch at our brunch at a place that she liked, and you know it was fine. Went back to her house for a few hours, and we both needed to get ahead with the upcoming work week. And I remember I purposely wasn't trying to overstay my welcome or anything, you know. But at some point, you know, we're kicking it, watching TV. I get a little thirsty. And asked if, you know, can I get a glass of water? And, you know, she says, sure, it's in the kitchen. She didn't bother getting off the couch or anything, you know, okay. So I'm just looking for a cup, right? And, you know, so I'm opening the cabinets, you know, there's nothing inside, nothing. And I open the next set of cabinets, and that one's empty too. So I start opening drawers, and I can't find a single thing in her kitchen. And
okay.
So now you're
she
stupid.
Gets up to grab something out of her purse and looks at me like I'm an idiot and points to the fridge, and all that was in there was diet cream soda and bottled water.
Like, so empty fridge, but some bebs.
I mean, had she just moved in, or like, is she new to San Antonio, Joseph? Did she say?
No. That's the crazy part. She's from San Antonio, and she lived in the same house for like 8 years or something.
Really? Did you notice anything else that was weird?
You mean like aside from the absence of pots, pans, plates, silverware, food?
What about the pantry? So you were looking around the kitchen itself, but did you go and brave the pantry?
The only thing that was in any of those cabinets or pantry was a box of coffee. This woman owns a coffee maker and nothing else. And, you know, does that not strike you as, like, super strange?
I mean, am I allowed to say something here?
Oh, yeah, of course you are, Erica. And, Joseph, yes, she's been on the phone. She wanted to know why she hadn't heard anything back from you.
Oh, hey.
Yeah, hi. I mean, I don't have anything in my kitchen because I don't need it.
You don't need food?
I mean, yeah, I need food. I there's a million fabulous restaurants that will deliver. I can pretty much walk to get food anytime I want. Like, I don't need to actually keep food in my house. I have access to whatever I want, delivery, you know, coffee 24 hours a day, like whatever I want.
Want to make sure I'm hearing this correct. You eat out every single meal. You don't have
literally every meal.
Every time you eat, you're going to a restaurant to get it.
I mean, yeah, or I have leftovers from whatever the last meal I got was, but yeah, pretty much.
I can't believe you don't eat home cooked meals.
Not in my home. I mean, I'll go to friends' houses, or if you want to cook something for me, that'd be great. But you know, I'm not going to have food in my kitchen that I know I'm not going to cook, that I end up throwing away. It's a waste of money. It's a waste of food. Huh. You know, I'd rather just get takeout.
I think most of us
go do groceries, cook. Like, by the time I get home from all that, I'm exhausted. I'd rather just order something. Is that weird?
Every single time, every single meal.
Yeah, I think it's weird that it's every meal. I mean, I get takeout and go out to eat every so often, but it's just so expensive to do that all the time. You save so much money by eating at home.
True.
I mean, you really don't. When I think of how much food I've thrown away, that I go to the grocery store and, oh, I'm going to cook, you know, these onions this week, and then I don't cook it, I end up throwing it out. I mean, I end up saving money by going out to eat.
I don't know if onions was a good example because they are so cheap, but I do understand what you're saying.
You think you save money by not going to the grocery store somehow?
We're really wasteful, aren't we? People are really wasteful.
Wow.
Yeah, and that's mentioned my time. You know, it's a lot of time. It's, you know, the grocery store, the lines, and going aisle to aisle, and then planning the meal, and that's a lot of time that I just don't necessarily have, and I just rather go pick something up, and you know.
Well, and you're cooking for one. I mean, I remember those days.
And I'm cooking for one.
Wow.
That was terrible. You're always cooking way too much food.
Okay. Well, look, so we have a pretty good reason, at least in your mind. You think you're not just lighting money on fire by doing this. You think it probably does balance out, but that's why you don't have any dishes, pots, pans, anything in your house. There is no food in your house because you just say, I can get this done by eating out every single meal.
You don't snack, Erica. Girl,
maybe it does help.
I don't snack, actually. Not really. I mean, I eat my meals, and pretty much that's it.
I guess you can snack if you
Yeah,
I got no food.
Ain't a food in the house. You ain't getting anything. All right. So we've heard the explanation, Joseph. Do you want to overlook this thing that, yeah, could be kind of weird for a second date?
Now you know.
Yeah. What do you think? You want to go out with her again?
I guess I'm willing to. I guess I should have said something at the time, or she should have. If you're going to have, guys, it seems so weird, you know?
Yeah, like, maybe be prepared to explain that.
Yeah, it does. I'm not lying. It does seem weird. It does seem odd.
You could have just said bottled water's in the fridge.
Just verbalize it. Guys, fantastic news. We love to see this. Hang on the line. We're going to get you hooked up, okay?
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.